Are you ready to upgrade? This is the battle for your pocket, not just your mind phones, mind you. With iPhone 15 in the market, it is the right time to compare iPhone 14 and 15 and see which one fits your budget the best. Hello and welcome to the iGeeks blog show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host, Harshanki, and in today's episode, we're going to be covering the core differences between iPhone 14 series and 15 series and which is the most suitable for your needs. If you're not connected with us on our social media channels, don't forget to hit us up. We're available as iGeeks blog everywhere. And if you want to connect with me, you can just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. In this episode, we would be dissecting the cutting-edge devices and provide you with comprehensive understanding of the features, specifications, and what is it that sets them apart. As technology enthusiasts, it's crucial to stay up to date with the latest developments in the mobile industry, especially when it comes to Apple's iconic phone series. I'm going to be your ringside commentator for the day, so just have your notepads ready to list down the pros and cons. The new iPhone 15 and 15 Plus both offer dynamic islands for alerts and live activities, brighter displays and USB-C connectivity. And you get faster performance via the IA15 Bionic chip. There's a handful of great camera upgrades too, including a 48-megapixel main sensor. At the same time, iPhone 14 is still a great phone and it's now $100 less. And for us Indians, it's like almost 8,000 rupees, which is a huge amount. See, I can't make the buying decision for you, but I'll surely make sure that you have every detail that you need so that you can pick out the best phone for yourself. Let's start with the physical dimensions. iPhone 14 didn't change that much from 13. Like, it was at 5.7 inches tall and 2.28 inches wide. And it was like a very muted upgrade, so to say. Like, wasn't really an unexpected start over there. It wasn't quite the same story for iPhone 14 Plus, though, as it was replacing the very different iPhone 13 mini. Even though 14 Plus was 6.33 inches long and 3.07 inches wide, it was a little heavier. Now, for iPhone 15 and 15 Plus, Apple made some small size tweaks. And iPhone 15 is as long as 5.81 inches while keeping the 2.82 inches width and 0.31 inch thickness at the same time. Plus is almost identical to its previous version at 6.33 inches by 3.06 inches and 0.31 inches. There's a little bit of weight loss on the iPhone 15 side too, thanks to its all-new titanium body. Construction-wise, 14 used aerospace-grade aluminium as the core and edging, with glass front and back side. The front features Apple's ceramic shield or added durability. The iPhone 15 continues the design aesthetic, although it does lose the infamous notch in favor of the dynamic island. While it does inherit certain pro elements, Apple does keep the mute toggle on the side of iPhone 15 instead of opting for the all-new action button as found on the 15 Pro model. Displays. Apple included a 6.1 Super Retina XDR OLED display in its iPhone 14, complete with the usual rounded corners as part of the edge-to-edge design. iPhone 14 Plus grew the screen to 6.7 inches. Like the iPhone 13, iPhone 14 also sported a resolution of 2562 by 1170 pixels, giving it a high pixel density of 460 pixels per inch. The Plus counterpart goes for 2778 by 1284 pixels with a 458 pixel per inches pixel density. 14 display was pretty good. I mean, it can handle HDR content with brightness up to 1200 nits at peak for HDR. And 800 nits for typical users. Due to the use of OLED, they also have a 2:1 contrast ratio. Now, this story is pretty much the same for iPhone 15 and 15 Plus, with 6.1 inch and 6.7 inch displays only varying by a few elements. For starters, the resolution is a little higher at 2556 by 1179 and 2796 by 1290 respectively, though now both the devices have a 460 pixel per inch density. Apple has also increased the brightness, like really increased the brightness. 1000 nits of maximum brightness for a typical usage, 1600 nits at peak for HDR, and 2000 nits for outdoor usage. An inclusion since the iPhone X, iPhone 14 screen had a notch at the top, providing a window to the world for the true depth camera array. Meanwhile, the iPhone 15 has adapted the dynamic island UI function. Apple has also included True Tone support, white 3P3 coverage, haptic touch, and a fingerprint-resistant oleophobic coating with the iPhone 14's display panel, which the iPhone 15 also uses. Though the iPhone 15 Pair does effectively inherit some elements of 14 Pro's screen, it's not an entire copy and paste here, as ProMotion is still not available on the non-Pro models. iPhone 15 versus iPhone 14 cameras. The iPhone 14 Pair of rear cameras consist of a 12-megapixel main camera and a 12-megapixel ultra-wide version. The main camera has a focal length of 1.5 aperture, a 7-element lens, a sensor shift optical image stabilization, and 100% focus pixels for focusing shots. Ultra-wide goes for a 2.4 aperture, a 5-element lens, and a 120-degree field of view. Overall, the iPhone 14 had 2x zoom out and a 5x digital zoom in. Apple included a large number of features in the iPhone 14, including True Tone Flash, Photogenic Engine, Deep Fusion Computational Photography, Portrait Mode with Depth Control, 6 Portrait Lightning Effects, and Photographic Styles. There was also more standard elements, including a 63-megapixel panorama, Night Mode, Advanced Red-Dot Correction, Auto Image Stabilization, Burst Mode, HEIF, and JPEG support. For the iPhone 15 and 15 Plus, Apple has brought over the 48-megapixel main camera from the iPhone 14 Pro models, complete with a 1.6 aperture, sensor shift OIS, and 100% focus pixels, with now 24-megapixel as the default shot resolution. Thanks to the quad-pixel arrangement, it offers a virtual 12-megapixel 2x telephoto camera by using the same sensor, enabling the optical quality zoom levels from two physical cameras. Apple claims that iPhone 15 and 15 Plus cameras have next-generation portraits with focus and depth control, which was demonstrated at launch to include being able to automatically detect portrait shots and to allow refocusing of an image during editing thanks to capturing depth data. Around the front, the iPhone 14 True Depth camera is a 12-megapixel version of an 1.9 aperture, 6-element lens, and autofocus with focus pixels. It also offered many features like the back sensors, including portrait mode, portrait lighting, and photographic styles, thanks to the depth mapping capabilities, Animoji and Memojis. Now, as you would expect, iPhone 15 hasn't changed the front camera at all. Hardware-wise, the Apple does claim there to be the next generation portraits that can be taken using the system. Onto the video side, iPhone 14 can manage to record up to 4K videos at 60 frames per second, complete with HDR Dolby Vision. A cinematic mode ran up to 4K HDR at 30 frames per second, an action mode managed 2.8K at 60 frames per second, and slow-mo also ran up at 1080 pixels at 240 frames per second. iPhone 14's video capture capabilities included a 2x zoom out and a 3x digital zoom, an audio zoom, a True Tone Flash, continuous autofocus, cinematic video stabilization, and support for both HEVC and H.264. There's no real difference for the iPhone 15 Pair here. See, the TrueDepth camera for all the models is also capable of 4K videos at 60 frames per second with the Dolby Vision HDR, or 30 frames per second cinematic mode, 1080 pixels, 120 frames per second slow-mo, and other modes. Now let's talk about the processing performances. iPhone 14's launch did offer an improved chip in the model compared to the previous year. But again, it wasn't a major jump. It was as good as the difference between a brunch and a lunch. In fact, Apple just tweaked the existing A16 chip, so it had a bit more geographical power, effectively using the iPhone 13 Pro's A16 variant. For the iPhone 14, however, this has proven to be the new way of operating, with Apple using A16 from 14 Pro. This 6-core CPU has 2 performance and 4 efficiency cores, a 5-core GPU with 50% more memory bandwidth, and a 16-core neural engine capable of 17 trillion operations per second. In terms of performance, iPhone 14 and A15 Bionic get to 2,221 for the single-core score in Geekbench 6, and 5,369 for the multi-core score. The nearest example benchmark available for iPhone 15's release would be the iPhone 14 Pro, which uses the same chip. Obviously, there's going to be performance improvement happening year on year, but it's unusual to have a clear idea unless I test the device myself. Connectivity. This has to be the most controversial topic after the Apple event. In the iPhone 14, cellular connectivity for the model continued to support fast 5G connections in both sub-6 GHz formats, complete with 4x4 MIMO. For the iPhone 15 and 15 Plus, this has remained practically the same. Apple has also now introduced emergency SOS via satellite with the iPhone 14, allowing hikers and those who find themselves in a remote location without cellular access the ability to send a message and call for help via a satellite connection. See, iPhone 15 gets this, as well as a new similar feature, roadside assistance via satellite. This is the same concept, except it sends a message to roadside assistance service. While introduced with the iPhone 15, the iPhone 14 will also be able to use emergency assistance and roadside assistance via satellite. Wi-Fi 6, also known as 802.11x, is present in all the four models, as well as Bluetooth 5.3 for connectivity accessories. There's also an ultra-wideband chip in each, but the second-generation version in the iPhone 15 and Plus offers extra features, such as tracking older iPhone 15 handsets using the same distance and direct tracking as you would use to narrow down where an AirTag is in a room. Onto the physical connectivity, Apple used the Lightning port on the iPhone 14, a long-standing connection that has been held back from being replaced for USB-C for a very, very long time. Apple does bring in USB-C for the iPhone 15, though you're still stuck with Lightning's USB 2.0 speed of 480 megapixels per second for data transfers, not the 10 gigabytes per second it could be. On the other elements that are across the board, there's GPS, there's a digital compass, there's an iBeacon microlocation, NFC, with the latter point chiefly used with Apple Pay. Power and battery. See, Apple often takes advantage of inside the iPhone to squeeze in a slightly larger battery capacity in its models. Now that, along with continued advances in how Apple's hardware reduces the amount of power needed to function, means you usually see the longer battery lives as the generation moves on. Now this doesn't seem to be quite the case for 2023, because in the iPhone 14, Apple claimed that it was capable of up to 20 hours of local video playback, up to 16 hours of streamed video playback, and up to 80 hours of audio playback. In the larger plugs, this translated into 26 hours of local video playback, 20 hours of streamed video, and 100 hours of audio. The iPhone 15 and 15 Plus are related to the exact same figures for battery life. Charging for the iPhone 14 was handled by Lightning port or via wireless charging using QI or Apple's MagSafe. The latter allowed for faster wireless charging, but the wired versions was always faster. For fast charging, you could reach up to 50% on the charge of iPhone 14 after a mere 30 minutes, 35 for the Plus, when you're connected to a 20-watt power source or higher. This is the same for iPhone 15 and Plus, except that the Lightning is now switched to USB-C. Color and pricing. Apple offered iPhone 14 in three capacities, with the launching price for 128GB at $799, plus added a $100 premium, making the capacity starting from $899. This pricing structure has also been reused for iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus. iPhone 14 was sold in five colors, that is Midnight, Starlight, Blue, Purple, and Product Red. A yellow option was added later. iPhone 15 is offered in five colors too, that is black, blue, green, yellow, and pink. So now comes the question of this year. Should you upgrade? Apple hinted that 15 could be given delayed Pro model features in the iPhone 14 by upgrading the A15 chip rather than moving to the new A16. Now, when it has made the upgrade, as well as bringing over a number of elements from iPhone 14 Pro models at the same time. Now, this sets Apple up for a continued dynamic where the latest Pro models get brand new features and the non-Pro gets something similar to the following year. Thanks to a fellow iPhone 14 year, when it comes to the features, iPhone 15 is obviously a very good upgrade, simply because it has a lot of changes, whereas iPhone 14 was minimal in comparison. In a way, you're basically buying something that's almost a previous year's Pro model with a few bits missing, like the third camera sensor and the ProMotion. iPhone 15 and 15 Plus are by definition much more of an upgrade than the previous model. So they are well worth considering as an upgrade option for those in the market for the new iPhone. Then again, there's obviously the option of picking up a refurbished iPhone 14 Pro if you want the full year ago Pro experience. The most important part, however, remains is to not miss on the festival offers if you're planning to upgrade your iPhone. I mean, I guess we're only days or weeks away where giants like Amazon, Flipkart, even Apple would start with the festive discounts. So do keep an eye and don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels where we can constantly update you about these discounts and you can get the best phones. All of this information is also available in written format on our app, so please do check it out. This is Harshanki signing off. I'm going to see you guys next week with hopefully another comparison. So keep listening to the iGeeks Blog Show. Sayonara!